This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, I gotta tell you, what InfoWars has been able to do. And this is not meant to be a demeaning of the crew. I include myself in this. With this ragtag crew of Wolverines that we have here, what we have been able to do, folks, InfoWars, which operates on tiny margins, lucky if we can even stay in the black for a month. And we have the biggest audience. We've built our own platforms. We're the most influential. The fact that we've been able to do that, that includes you out there in the audience listening, that funds us at InfoWarsStore.com. The fact that we've been able to do this, folks, it's already David versus Goliath. And David has had so many victories. And it's just incredible. Now, we've been able to attain some sponsors in some recent times here to try to help fund what we get. And that's because we didn't like doing outside sponsors in the past because they get attacked, they get ridiculed, a lot of people pull out, and it just kind of becomes a mess. But we have sponsors coming to us now saying, we're not going to abandon you. We're all in. We support you guys. Keep fighting. And here, we have these great products that we want you guys to promote, like EVATAC. Now, I'm not really a big knife or blade connoisseur. I know people that are like that. I have some friends and family that are like that. But let me tell you, they sent us some of these knives. And if you weren't a knife connoisseur before, you will be after seeing this from EVATAC. Look at these designs they have. We got an American flag. What is this, like a 4.5, 5-inch blade? Easy flip, easy concealment. You've got it in the American flag. You've got it in the digital fatigues as well. Again, I'm not a big knife connoisseur, but I was gifted one of these from EVATAC, and I like to carry it around. Very nice, very useful. We also have like these little daggers that they sell. They come with a clip, or you can put it on your belt loop. Just high-quality concealment, high-quality casing, high-quality. I mean, the whole thing is quality. You can tell elite quality when you touch it, when you feel it. Some things kind of look like elite quality, but then you touch and you feel and you're like, eh, not so much. No, this stuff is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. This stuff is the real deal. And by the way, they also sent us these bags, which we put away somewhere, but they have high-quality backpacks, like the highest-quality backpack you're going to find. It's a tactical backpack. It's basically military-style, military-grade. And, I mean, you want, like, a bug-out bag? This is the bug-out bag. This is the bug-out bag you want. You want a knife for all kinds of different reasons or to put in your bug-out bag? EVATAC is the place to go. So we're really excited that EVATAC has jumped on board as a sponsor with all their great products. But ladies and gentlemen, tonight is the last night at midnight Eastern, 11 Central. You have until midnight time Eastern to use Alex20 for 20% off all of their high quality knives, survival gear, water bottles, everything. On their website, Alex20, on EVATAC's website, you go to their storefront, you get yourself some purchases. Alex20, it's part of the Alex Jones collection. Alex20, and you get 20% off. But this is only good for tonight. So if you've been seeing the EVATAC ads that we've run and promotions that we've done, tonight is the final night to get 20% off site-wide at EVATAC.com using Alex20. Final night, Alex20, 20% off site-wide at EVATAC.com. Also, internally, folks, we've been running the same sale at InfoWars.com with up to 50% off top-selling, top-rated supplements. That sale, I was just told, also ends tonight. So two massive sales that we've been running here at InfoWars with Alex20 at EVATAC and up to 50% off supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of those come to an end tonight. So if you've been thinking about it, you've been on the fence about it, all these discounts end tonight. Alex20 at Evatech.com and up to 50% off top-selling, top-rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time, and I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what, I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out, because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. See your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And we are now joined by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. So much breaking news is there that you're not going to find anywhere else. And I've got a lot of questions for Mike Adams today, whether it's the bio labs, the food shortages coming. It looks like they're going to bring back all of the virus lockdowns and everything probably after the midterm elections. We're already seeing it happening in China. And so Mike Adams joins me now. Mike, what's the big story on naturalnews.com today? Or what do you think the big story is yourself personally, Mike Adams?
Well, Owen, it's always great to join you. By the way, I'm really sorry you had to navigate a mob of perverts there in Austin.
Yeah, I mean, hell, if you want to talk about the perverted mob that invades Austin, Texas, you can do that too.
No, I'd rather not. We have more practical things to talk about. You know, global starvation is being engineered, and Russia now announcing they're likely to ban exports of wheat and oats and buckwheat and other grains all the way through June 30th. And that's on top of course, Ukraine banning the exports of all those grains and Hungary banning exports of wheat. Why is this happening? Because these countries know that there's a global shortage and that they have to protect their domestic supply. Now, China was very smart about this strategically. They bought up grain supplies around the world over the last, let's say, 8 months or so. They're sitting on about 18 months of wheat right now in China. They knew what was coming. It's just like with COVID. When they released the bioweapon and then they bought up all the PPE equipment around the world in advance and creating shortages for everybody else. But the United States does not have really a strategic grain supply. And so we're going to be facing, or at least not one that's large like what China has. We're going to be facing severe shortages and price inflation in the grocery stores hitting the U.S. in the second half of this year, accelerating from about August all the way through the end of the year. And we've done an analysis, myself and a couple of researchers, and if you don't mind, Owen, I'd like to share that analysis with you of where we think that's going and how it leads to food rationing passports and the digital dollar control system. Is it okay if I go into that, or you have other topics?
No, I'd love for you to go into that right now, because we're also seeing just people in Russia, billionaires in Russia that are being honest, saying, look, this is going to cause the food supply collapse. I mean, people in Europe saying this is going to cause a food supply collapse. And the problem, Mike, is, and you'll probably get into this, it's like, look, we're not going to see the worst of it in America. It's not going to affect the upper class. It will hurt the middle class. It will really hurt the lower class. But it's third world countries that are going to get crushed, and this is going to cause millions of people to die of starvation. But they don't report that in the news.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. And remember, protests have begun in the Middle East, which is the first region affected by exports out of Ukraine and Russia. So, you know, Ukraine provides about a quarter of the world's wheat supply, but they provide 50 to 100% of the wheat for countries in the Middle East and even some in Europe like Macedonia. But Lebanon and Iraq are already seeing rationing and riots. But I think what we're going to see in the United States is that the prices will get so high on not only grains, but then meat and dairy and eggs, because all of those products come from animals that are fed the grains. So most of the grains in the world are actually grown to feed animals, not to feed people. And so we're going to see huge increases in meat prices beyond what we've seen already. So flash mobs are going to start looting grocery stores in huge numbers and stealing the meat primarily. The grocery stores are going to respond with increased security measures, checkpoints, and eventually in some areas, armed guards at the grocery store doors here in America. You're going to see that, I believe, before the end of this year. In addition, the federal government always wants to make sure that a crisis doesn't go to waste. So they are likely to jump in with food rationing, and then at some point, perhaps Venezuela-style food price fixing, price controls, which will create immediate shortages across the board. You know, anybody who understands economics knows why that's the case. But just the food rationing, they will have to implement food rationing passports, which is a mark of the beast system to verify your identity. It might be a face scan, an iris scan, a thumbprint scan, or maybe just your mobile phone that's tied to your identity. But it'll be a mark of the beast system. You won't be able to buy food unless you sign up for that system. And then one more element to this, Owen, and we can explore this in more detail or wherever you want to go with it, is that there's going to be more stimulus money handed out and the money to buy groceries. There are going to be at least 10 million more Americans put on food stamps. And as Joe Biden just announced, they're trying to push everybody into a central bank digital currency system while they're trying to crush the freedom cryptos. With regulation, they're going to try to force everybody into a digital dollar, and eventually, although this won't happen in 2022, but eventually, maybe in 23 or 24, they'll say that if you want to buy food under the food rationing system, you must use the central bank digital dollar control system. And that's how they're going to starve people into the mark of the beast Federal Reserve crypto system controlled by the government.
And even though I think they're way behind on the vaccine mandates where they'd like to be, they're going to try to bring that back, I think, with this system as well, saying you can't even get your digital ID without taking the vaccine. So that's how they'll try to reintroduce that when they really, that's another victory we've had, is staving that off to this point. I think they'll reintroduce that. But, you know, you bore more into the economic details in this, but my forecasting is basically the same here. I just look at, we've already seen this theme, this wave of mass retail theft, where you have groups of people running into stores right now. They're, you know, stealing Nike shoes or stealing wristwatches or whatever the case is. Okay, that's fine. But like you said, as soon as they realize that, hey, wait, food is a commodity that we're running short of, they're eventually going to make the connection and say, maybe we should be going and doing mass retail at grocery stores, getting bread, getting meat, getting produce, whatever. I do believe I see that switch coming. And because they've been able to get away with it so much with the retail theft, they're going to switch over to food and produce and everything. And then, like you said, there's going to be a response from these companies. Like if you try to go into certain stores, like say a Walmart or a Target or a CVS or a Walgreens, there's certain aisles you go into and it's all under lock and key. You can't go get a bottle of shampoo. You can't go get a facial cream, whatever. It's under lock and key because there's so much theft of these products. Then you're going to start seeing that on the food sector. I mean, imagine that in America, because again, I agree. My foresight is the same here. Like I can't even imagine it, even though I'm foresighting it. Walking into a grocery store and having the whole meat department under lock and key, because that's how much the price has increased, that's how much the demand has increased, and that's how much the theft has increased.
But Owen, don't forget, the COVID training was to get people prepared for a prison camp experience in retail stores. So remember, the little footsteps on the floor, you have to stand 6 feet apart. Some stores had only a certain number of people allowed in the store at one time. So there were lines outside the store and essentially checkpoints at the entry to the stores. This kind of indoctrination and prison camp training is only going to be vastly increased. And we've seen some retailers like Walmart have installed one-way gate systems at their entrances, for example. And there are more personnel now watching entrances at grocery stores in Texas. I don't know if you've noticed that at HEB and other stores. Well, those people are going to be upgraded, in our analysis, upgraded to uniform-wearing security guard personnel. at some point as the food thefts get very serious.
And by the way, right. just to kind of reinforce this, I have also noticed in Texas, and I don't know if it's like this in other states, they're trying to get rid of bag checkers and automate pretty much when you check out, it's all robots now. And so I guess they look at it as let's automate, let's have robotics do the checkout so that we can hire personnel for security. I'm definitely seeing that. Now, I haven't seen the full switch to let's hire personnel for security, but slowly but surely, every grocery store I go in, less bag checkers, more machines.
And the vaccine passport technology that they built and tried to roll out and tried to push on everybody, but there was a lot of backlash, that technology is just being reformed and reintroduced as food rationing passports in the next 18 months.
Let's talk about that when we come back with Mike Adams, because, ladies and gentlemen, there's another virus, quote-unquote, lockdown happening in China right now. They're closing major facilities. They're closing chip manufacturers, iPhone manufacturers. So that just tells me they're going to bring it back in the U.S. probably after the midterms. We'll get Mike Adams' opinion on.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine. the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s,
affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Show Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, is my guest. Ron DeSantis came out and said he expects the Democrats to reintroduce lockdowns after the midterms. It's already happening in China. And you know, aside from all of that, Mike, we tend to, because there's victories, there's losses. I mean, there is a global operation right now for world government, the Great Reset as we know it, and they are having hiccups. They are reaching obstacles. It's not been a total victory for them. And so we kind of forget that with the ebbs and flows of this Great Reset versus the Great Awakening, but their operation is still going right now. So, yeah, they might see, hey, this is kind of unpopular. We can't get our corrupt Democrat candidates in there with these lockdowns and everything. So let's relinquish these, let's relieve these, and then reintroduce them after the midterms. And with what we're seeing in China right now, it appears that that agenda is certainly on the table. So how do you think that's going to go? How does this tie in to the supply chain shortages that we're already seeing? I mean, with World War III plus more virus lockdowns, I mean, this is total devastation for the world economy.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right that the virus lockdowns will be reimplemented after the midterm elections. But I want to follow up on the economic question of something I didn't quite answer from the last segment, which is about the parallel alternative food ecosystem or food economy that's going to come out of all of this. And I think this is critical for people to understand. When the government cracks down with food rationing and with government centralized control over the food supplies, there will naturally and spontaneously, organically be created a parallel economy of barter. And I think it's going to be really a combination of cryptocurrency, such as Monero, which is a privacy coin, as well as physical silver coins and barter, including the barter of ammunition and seeds. So seeds are going to become a kind of currency in this system. And it's not really a radical idea to think that the government may ban seeds, garden seeds, common seeds, in order to prevent people from growing food. So you're going to have one system. Which,
by the way,
centralized,
just so people understand, they already tried to do that at the beginning of the pandemic. Remember, they were shutting down seeds from being sold in stores.
Right. You're exactly right. Yeah. The COVID pandemic was sort of the pilot run for everything that they want to do under different excuses. But think about this. You're going to have the first system, which is a digital dollar, mark of the beast system, where you can go into the grocery stores, you're going to get free money, universal basic income, and you're going to be able to buy processed junk foods laced with GMOs and pesticides and heavy metals and all, and nutritionally deficient, okay? So that's what that segment of the population is going to be able to get. Then you're going to have this parallel economy, and you're going to have a massive number of people growing food all across America, growing food in guerrilla gardens or in hydroponics or just small gardens on their balconies in containers or in their backyards. And then you're going to have a thriving system of trade among food and chicken eggs and backyard chickens and whatever else, even, you know, beef products and so on, venison. And that system is actually going to be far healthier for people. In other words, those people are going to see vast reductions in diabetes, heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, and all the other chronic conditions. So not only do people have to make a decision about whether to reject the mark of the beast system, but if you accept the mark of the beast, you're also going to end up eating death-causing processed foods. I mean, one more thing. I want to think about this. McDonald's shut down all their restaurants in Russia. Starbucks pulled out. Coca-Cola shut down operations. You know, immediately Russia became healthier, right? So, and a similar kind of segmentation is going to happen in America through the systems I just described.
And it's such unintentional revelation, if you will, of the New World Order system, like you said. And because here's what it is. This fast food has addictive additives in it. So when you go and you eat this fast food that's not even wholesome or really healthy other than just sustaining your hunger, you become addicted to it. So then they take it from you, and it's like somebody that can't get their cocaine or can't get their crack or can't get their whatever. They freak out. That's why we saw some of these people in Russia freaking out. They can't go get their McDouble or whatever because they make the food addictive, KFC, all of it. And so, but that's the irony. It's like, this is the system that's killing you. This is the eugenicist system that's killing you with the chemicals and the food and the water, making you desperate for it so that when they take it away, like a drug dealer takes away crack to control you, or a pimp takes away crack to control a prostitute or whatever, that's what the globalists are trying to do to the people right now. That's why separating yourself entirely from it is the only way.
Well, you're exactly right. Maybe your producers can pull up that photo of that man's refrigerator in Russia stocked with Big Macs and hamburgers and things from McDonald's. And this individual believed that that's a form of stockpiling. Like, that's prepping, is to shove 100 hamburgers into your refrigerator. And, of course, that's completely insane. The real answer is to buy whole grains, wheat, berries, which have really over a 10-year shelf life, and then to have a wheat grinder. And then to make your own wheat flour when you need it in order to produce your own bread on demand and to have those basic skills. And that's the answer. And that's a very, very healthy way, by the way, to produce food. So people who are informed about prepping are not out there buying processed food or even buying flour for that matter. They're buying whole wheat berries or the raw materials that they need to make their own food. So part of the silver lining in all of this, Owen, is that there's kind of a grand awakening, a learning that's taking place among people who are learning about how to actually eat healthier and how to be more self-reliant because of the food scarcity and the food rationing that's taking place. And so, you know, we're going to come out of this actually a stronger nation, at least for those who survive, which won't be everyone. But for those who do survive, they're going to know a lot more about growing food, prepping food, and bartering and trading food, and even how to use cryptocurrencies and alternative parallel economic systems to avoid government tyranny over you. That's where it's all going.
Well, and you know, here's the thing, too. As authoritarian as the U.S. government would like to get or might get, they can't control all the people. It's going to be impossible. I mean, even in major metropolitan areas, there's going to be pockets of resistance and pockets of barter or whatever to avoid this. But, I mean, I see it as... And who knows what major retailers end up doing because they've occupied pretty much every U.S. city. But it's like if you're out in some of these more suburban areas or you're out, you know, away from major metropolitan areas, I feel like for at least some period of time, those are going to remain untouched by all of this. And that's why people are trying to move out to the hills or move out to the mountains or move out to the woods, because it's like, where can I go to kind of just exist without any of this reaching my front doorstep as long as possible?
Well, you're absolutely right, and there will be food riots, but they will be in the cities primarily. Now, eventually, depending on how bad this gets, if the cities really run out of food, then you're going to see migration out of the cities into the suburbs and eventually into the rural areas looking for more food and also potentially raiding farms. But don't forget that the NDAA signed by Obama in 2012 also allows the federal government to seize all grains and fuel and livestock from farms across America. So it may be the government knocking on your door asking for all of your stored food before the zombies get to you. That's something to consider.
And now China and Bill Gates probably own more farmland than anybody else in the U.S. combined. So there's the control factor of that, too. Mike Adams with us from naturalnews.com. We got one more segment with Mike coming up. We'll finish up our discussion on this and get into the other big news.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3. that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have, or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Final segment here with Mike Adams, NaturalNews.com. We've been talking about what we think is the next phase of the Great Reset. Food rationing, more lockdowns, and then just increased tyranny over the food supply. Because of the supply-demand issue that is upon us, and we're already seeing it, but it's going to get even worse. When you combine a World War III situation or potential with another virus lockdown, I mean, we're talking devastation to the food chain. And yeah, you know, Mike, the elites of the world won't be concerned about it. Rich people, it won't hit too much. The middle class will hurt a little bit. It could crush the lower class, specifically the third world countries, but people don't seem to care about that. What else is the big news right now? The bio labs, we're having victories. We don't really know about it. Like, I think we had a major victory with the bio lab story. They didn't want anybody to know those existed. They got caught lying about it. We may have stopped their plan to start World War III. I mean, that's how serious this is. They were going to stage, I think it's pretty obvious, they were going to stage a chemical attack, false flag, whether they actually released a biological weapon or chemical weapon or not. They were going to stage it like they tried to in Syria multiple times. They got caught before they could do it. They failed in Syria the last two times they tried it. I mean, that's like potentially stopping World War III scenario stuff right there.
Well, I agree with you, Owen. That was key. And, of course, your analysis and Alex's analysis nailed it. They were setting up a narrative for a U.S.-based false flag release of bioweapons to be blamed on Russia. Now, but the problem, though, is they could still do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, a couple weeks down the road or a month down the road, they could still do it. They could still blame Russia. All the mainstream media is going to parrot that narrative. I do believe, in fact, there's no question in my mind, think about the globalists as having a deck of cards, and each card is a horrible weapon against humanity.
It's like the Illuminati card
one after
game.
Another. That's exactly what it is, right. So they've got the bioweapons card, not just the first one they played with COVID, but now one with a 60% mortality rate, for example. They've got the cyber attack card to take down the financial infrastructure. They've got the card that is the collapse of the fiat currencies around the world. Collapse the dollar, force people into a digital dollar, and thereby then control their food purchases like we talked about last segment. They've also got nuclear attacks, nuclear terrorism, dirty bomb radiological attacks, as well as chemical weapons and so on. And there are more cards, as you know, in that deck. And the conclusion that we've all come to, all of us who are pro-humanity, is these attacks on us will never stop until this globalist cabal is dismantled and taken out of power. Otherwise, we're going to be fighting year after year after year with a new crisis every time and losing another billion people from time to time. I mean, the vaccines are going to kill over a billion people over the next decade right now, just based on what's been done. The food scarcity could starve a billion people if it gets worse and we don't reestablish international trade for things like energy and fertilizer and minerals and so on. So each one of these cards could kill a billion people. We don't have that many billion left. You know, I mean, we have 8 billion now. It could be 7 billion in 2 years. It could be 4 billion if we lose synthetic fertilizers. The planet can't support, I shouldn't say the planet, is not an ecological issue. It's that the food infrastructure can't support 8 billion people if you lose natural gas-based fertilizers. So you could lose half the world population right there just because of economic sanctions.
And by the way, folks that think this is insane, maybe you haven't been listening to InfoWars or Mike Adams for a long time, you got to understand, Bill Gates goes and does public speeches where he says, and I don't know the exact quote, but I'm paraphrasing an exact quote from Bill Gates, we need to get the human population down to zero, and if we do a good job with vaccines, we can accomplish that goal. What do you think he means by that? And then he goes on TV when this virus outbreaks, and he starts promoting vaccines right up until like a month or two ago, where all of a sudden he seems to have disappeared. What do you think Bill Gates means when he says we need to get the population down to zero? If we do a good job with vaccines, we can do that. Because here's my dream. It's like Martin Luther King's had his I Have a Dream speech about people of all skin colors living together in peace and harmony, which we had in this country until the globalists, the modern-day liberal leftist faction, started becoming more radicalized. We really realized that dream. I'd like to think I realized that dream. I never saw racism in this country until recently when the leftist bigots started to show their true sides. But it's like my dream is we get to live on a planet free of this globalist cabal or free of a secret shadow government operating on top of the world system. in the shadows, thinking that they own everything, they have the rights to determine who gets what resources and ration what resources. I mean, that's like the next level of Martin Luther King's dream, is getting these globalists off our back that think they own the planet and look at humans as useless eaters because they look at us as a virus. That's like the next level of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, but for the planet. Get the globalist cabal off our back and watch humanity truly take off. I believe there'll be renaissance and prosperity the likes of which this planet's never seen.
Oh, I'm with you. We're going to unleash a new golden age after we dismantle this globalist crime cartel. You know, there have been so many technologies that have been suppressed, such as free energy technology, for example, or water desalination technology, that could unleash incredible abundance and wealth across the planet. No question about that. But I just want to mention, just to augment what you said about Bill Gates, specifically he said that vaccines could reduce the population by 10 to 15%. That's just attributed to vaccines, and this is why the globalists need multiple attack vectors. So you're correct that then they need starvation, they need food scarcity, they need to shut down the fossil fuel industry. I'd like to ask your producers, see if you can bring up a chart of the history of the world population that shows the population of the planet around the year 1900, which is the pre-fossil fuel age, the pre-combustion engine age. And you're going to find that the world population around that time, these are rough numbers, was only about 1 billion people. You know, 1/8, basically, of what we have today. So without fossil fuels and combustion engines, you can't grow enough food to feed but perhaps 1/8 or 1/4 of the current population. You understand? And then Joe Biden and the Democrats are saying, well, let's shut down all fossil fuels and all oil and stop all combustion engines, but they don't have a replacement for it yet. And so what is it? Just starve until we come up with new exotic technologies someday and then hope there's enough people alive to transition?
Which, given the current status of our education system, is never going to happen.
No, not at all. So just to summarize the numbers, without synthetic fertilizers, population of the world goes to 4 billion people, roughly. Without fossil fuels and combustion engine technology, it goes to 1 billion to 2 billion people. Mass starvation will dwarf anything they accomplish with the vaccines or with war.
It's really just sad that that's what the future looks like right now, and it shouldn't have to be that way. But you're right. I mean, this is the next struggle for humanity. Humanity's had to go through all kinds of struggles throughout the course of human history. And this is the next great struggle, to get the purveyors that of governments and corruption on this planet. They think they own this planet. They think they own the world's resources. They get to allocate them how they see fit, which means it's all for them, none for you. And that's how they see it, Mike. They look at humanity as a virus on this planet that they're going to call, and they're going to see themselves as the saviors, and they don't want the people to know that that's their ideology, because as soon as they wake up and realize that, it all falls apart.
Yeah, exactly. Thing is, we don't have to live under scarcity. All the scarcity that we are experiencing as human beings is, in fact, artificial scarcity. So it's created by the globalists in order to be weaponized against us. We could be living in a world where we have really abundant food, abundant energy, abundant technology. We could be traveling to the stars, frankly, with the technology that's already been created by people here on this planet. So it's all about suppression and control and now extermination. We will survive it, but we're going to lose a lot, I think billions of fellow human beings in this war, but we'll ultimately prevail.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Mike Adams. You can follow his news, naturalnews.com. Always breaking big stories. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Owen.
And ladies and gentlemen, you see the serious nature of the topics we discuss here. This is what we're fighting against. And you notice how everything InfoWars has talked about for the last decades is slowly but surely coming true. I don't want this to come true. I don't want to see global starvation. I want to see humanity thrive and prosper.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come
come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Administration. Kamala Harris, not knowing what planet she's on. Joe Biden saying that Iran has attacked Ukraine and that Putin has attacked Russia. And we think these are losers. We're going to be able to defeat these people very, very easily. What are they going to do in 245 days with the midterms? They're going to lose the Senate and the House. Well, what's going to happen? Well, I can tell you what's going to happen. Because when they were in office 2 days last year, they had a press conference with Homeland Security and Jen Psaki, and they said, we are declaring anyone questioning lockdowns or anyone questioning the election as terrorist. And then in June of last year, they put out the new National Terrorism Directive and crossed the Rubicon, saying they would use the CIA and the Defense Department with the FBI against the new number one threat, quote, white supremacists. And then defined white supremacist as people questioning elections, people questioning open borders, and people questioning election fraud. And then that even hit the news. NBC News, Fox News put up the graphic saying, Now, there they are declaring that the number one terror threat is white people to create division. And then what happened yesterday? They release their new official Homeland Security paper where they tell us we're guilty of being evil terrorists because we support national sovereignty and conservative Christian values, populist values, just common sense values. And then they later put the reports out saying that imminent terror attacks before the election are coming from Republicans who are, quote, white supremacists, who are, quote, terrorists. Here's the headline, Jamie White, Infowars.com. You can read the government document for yourself. It's linked right there. DHS releases new rules on extremism. We'll target anyone who questions 2020 election or challenges COVID narrative. Conspiracy theories about 2020 presidential election and government's COVID response will almost certainly spur domestic terrorism and extremists to try to engage in violence this year, DHS claims. And then it goes through the entire report that you can again read at the article at Infowars.com. So everybody thinking that we're going to defeat the Democrats and that everything is okay, this is all prescripted, this is all pre-planned, and they are planning massive terror attacks, mass shootings, bombings of federal buildings right now to blame the Tea Party, to blame Trump supporters, to blame you. And so we need to get out ahead of this now, like Tucker Carlson and others have done, exposing January 6th as a staged event, like our lives depend on it, because it does. So they're going to say we're terrorists and we're Russian sympathizers. Okay? So this is all a way to internationally take over, create a global crisis on the heels of the police state already set up under COVID-19, and now just roll that into outlawing their opposition. That's the same thing in England, the UK, same thing in Australia, New Zealand, same thing in Germany. They're saying anyone protesting lockdowns and forced inoculations is a terrorist. And a lot of people are like, well, they say COVID's over now. You know, it's not over in places like Australia or Austria or Germany, and they're going to bring it back here, leak documents out of Canada and out of D.C. show that they're planning right after the midterms to claim a new deadly variant of the virus is there and attempt lockdowns again. So we got to get out ahead of this propaganda. We got to get out ahead of the globalists that are not our government, that have hijacked it, and who obviously stole the election. And now they're trying to outlaw and saying you're a terrorist if you question it, even if they didn't steal the election, even if you really believe Biden beat Trump, who got 12 million extra votes than he got the time before Trump did, and that was really top. Even if you believe the moon is made of cheese, and the Easter bunnies are real, and Santa Claus comes down the chimney, even if you believe that, you shouldn't be able to outlaw people questioning an election. That is a fundamental right of Americans. And remember, Pelosi and all of them said, we're not accepting Trump's win. We're going to call it a red mirage and use mail-in ballots to make sure he loses one way or another. They said, we'll use a military coup against him if we have to. And then Republicans took on some of that rhetoric during the contested election, but never actually implemented it. And so they're trying to use what they actually said they would do, now claiming Republicans were planning it, to again set up an actual permanent martial law system like we have in Venezuela and other areas around the planet. So the world is going off the edge of an authoritarian cliff. I mean, even the former Attorney General Barr came out on CNN and said the Democrats are now an authoritarian party. And we've got senior Democrats, stories on Infowars.com, at the big DCCC meetings. This is even in the New York Times today, saying, Democrats, we are the problem. We tried to take over people's lives. We tried to take over people's children. We tried to take over people's bodies. Our own families hate us. Everyone's turning against us. Our most hardcore donors are quietly turning against us. People don't want to live under this. But see, the top technocrats, the people running the Great Reset at the Davos Group and Bilderberg Group level, they are basically ordering Democrats to carry out policies and other governments they control around the world that are completely illegal and completely unpopular. And so the Democrats are finally realizing they're being set up and used. They're not going to be the kings and queens of this new tyranny. They're going to be bringing in the tyranny, and then they themselves will be flushed out, and then a new managerial group will be put in control. That's the standard procedure when you overthrow a country. So this is banking, technocratic, fifth, sixth generational warfare, economic against the people. It's called the Great Reset, Build Back Better. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Everybody needs to stand up and say, Look, McCarthy went a little too far, but he was the only real communist. But it's not right. This is America. This can be used on everybody. Well, now they've done 10 times, 20 times what Joseph McCarthy ever did, and this time to red-blooded, hardworking Americans. They're having a purge of the military, purge of law enforcement. This is a classic takeover with critical race theory and the forced inoculations as a pretext for the purge. We have to come together as all Americans and realize we're being conquered by cold-blooded multinational corporations that want to get rid of our rule of law and system because it's an example of freedom to the rest of the world, and America can't stand under this global corporate system. That's why it's got to fall and be discredited. And that's why we have to take our republic back peacefully in a revolution of ideas and not be drawn into conflict and violence here in the United States, which is the only option the globalists and the Democratic minions have. Let's not have this civil war that the CIA is openly pushing right now, the levers that control it, and let's come together and realize what's happening and save ourselves and our children and the future of the planet. Again, InfoWars.com, the tip of the spear.
That's Alex Jones. We are now back here live in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex for a couple days this week as he is on the road engaged in some business. And you might be seeing some epic things coming from Alex in the near future if all things go according to plan. So just stay tuned for updates on that at InfoWars.com and Band.video, which is a miracle. It's a miracle that we've been able to build Band.video and support all the other channels that are on there, not just all the InfoWars content, but all the other content creators. And it's funny, slowly but surely, as like I'm at an event yesterday in Austin, Texas, there's a bunch of freelance journalists out there that I know because I've talked to them before. And they've just been banned everywhere, and they say thank you for getting me on Band.video, because they just get banned everywhere else. And that's thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So many different ways to support us. I mean, if you're not into supplements, which I don't understand why you wouldn't be, as soon as I learned the great, what was once kind of a secret of supplements is now pretty mainstream, I never turned back. I've been supplementing for more than 10 years now. Really, I think about more than 15, from being a high school athlete and now just being a health advocate. And we have the best supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale, though, that we have right now, 50% off top-selling, top-rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, is going to end tonight. We cannot sustain these sales prices at the current rate and the current stock that we have of them. So 50% off top-selling, top-rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com is going to come to an end tonight. So take advantage of Winter Sun Plus, 50% off. Take advantage of Survival Shield X3, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, 40% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, another big reason why you got to have InfoWars on the air. Our next guest, Dr. Francis Boyle, coming up in the next hour, is such a reliable source and was the individual that broke the Wuhan Biolabs story right here on this transmission. I remember sitting right here in this studio over 2 years ago interviewing Dr. Francis Boyle before all that broke, and everything he reported then turned out to be true. He's joining us coming up in the next hour. In less than 10 minutes to talk about the biolabs in Ukraine. You're not going to hear this information anywhere else. Dr. Francis Boyle is the expert on these matters, and he joins us in less than 10 minutes. Now's the time to spread the links. Now's the time to tell your friends and family to tune in. Folks, we might be able to stop World War III if we can get this information out. That's how paramount it is. And I think we've already had major victories in the information war with what's going on in Ukraine.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.